revenues, it would have to come from, for lack of a better phrase, surplus revenues. And more important than that, once the money is deposited and once it is under the management, if you will, of the permanent fund, there is no impact on the permanent fund itself in any way of any kind. That's my understanding of the language of the bill, and if a third member could help us clarify any discrepancies, I'd appreciate it.
Representative Boucher.
Thank you for your patience, Mr. Speaker. My colleague from Wrangell talks about the permanent fund. This is once again another vehicle, as there are many vehicles, that the engine, the gasoline in it, permanent fund. There is an answer within reach, and it's in the form of HB 160, which sits in the other body. It's a rather simple thing. It appoints a commission on the permanent fund. It passed this body here, and you go public with it. You don't need the politician's decision, but one time we involve the public in the loop. And I would hope that HB 160, for those of you who haven't read it or not aware of it, it's kind of disappeared in the black hole over there, that it may surface again. I mean, what's wrong with letting the public have their say-so as to how we would spend it? So I couldn't resist the urge. The answer is within mind's reach to my good friend from Wrangell. The answer is HB 160, passed by this body in the latter part of the session. Let's let the public in on the process, and I think a lot of the unanswered questions will begin to be answered. Thank you for your patience, Mr. Speaker.
Question. I'm ready for the question. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 390, Finance Amendment, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Larson.
Yes, thank
you, Mr. Speaker. Nay to yay. From nay to yay. Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
From nay to yay. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
30 yeas, 9 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 390, Finance Amendment, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
We have a very brief meeting.
The House stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? We're still in the daily calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Because we are running a little bit behind, I'm going to move and ask unanimous consent that the next bill on the calendar, which is House Bill 424, be held over until tomorrow.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that bill will be held over to tomorrow. Try to keep your amendments on your desk if you can. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just for the information of the members, we will now be proceeding to House Bill 548. Hopefully we will be able to dispose of that, and then we will adjourn until, we will recess until 3 o'clock this afternoon. We will come in at that point and finish with the daily calendar. At this point, I would move and ask unanimous consent. We go down to unfinished business for one brief minute.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Navarre be excused this afternoon and between 11 and 1 o'clock tomorrow for medical reasons.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, Representative Navarre is excused from the call of the House during those time frames. Representative Boucher.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration on my vote on committee substitute for HB 390.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said bill. Okay, would the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 548 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to oil discharge contingency plans. The Resources Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the Resources Committee substitute with the same title and do pass and attach the zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Cotton co-chair, concurring Cotton, Herman, Schultz, Navarre, and Son. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 548.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the CS Resources? Hearing none, that committee substitute has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments pending on her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 548 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance to third reading? Hearing none, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill 548, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to oil discharge contingency plans.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill comes about because of the oil spill that happened last summer in Cook Inlet during the heart of the commercial fishing season. In fact, it was the best season that Cook Inlet ever had, and it could have been a disaster. The response to the oil spill was woefully inadequate. They didn't have enough equipment to take care of the problem. The contingency plan wasn't adhered to. What this would allow is that not only do they have to have the contingency plan, they have to demonstrate the ability to follow through on the contingency plan and also have a periodic training, exercises for cleanup and verifying inventories of equipment so that they will have adequate equipment to take care of it. Mr. Speaker, this is a bill that is definitely overdue, and it's supported by environmental groups, the fishing industry, and the oil industry, and that doesn't happen very often.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 548, Resources, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
37 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 548, Resources, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the body stand in recess till 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Recess till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Will the House come back to order? Before the recess, we were still in the daily calendar. Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we go up the calendar to introduction of guests, please?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce in Gallery A people that have lived in Dillingham for a long time, Dan and Dee O'Connell. They now reside in Ketchikan. Will you please help me welcome them?
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I'd like to introduce a constituent, Cynthia Parker, a young lady who's been very active in neighborhood housing services.
Okay, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent. We go down the calendar to unfinished business for one specific item.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the following members be excused from the call of the House as indicated. Ask unanimous consent. Representative Brown from after session Friday, April 22, until playing time Monday, April 25. Representative Frank from after session Friday, April 8, until playing time Monday, April 11. Representative Hudson from 7:40 a.m. Friday, April 8, until playing time Saturday, April 9. Representative Hanley from 7 a.m. Friday, April 8, until playing time Monday, April 11. Representative Ellis, this is a correction, from after session Thursday, April 7, until playing time Monday, April 11. Representative Miller, retroactively from 2 p.m. this afternoon until Tuesday, April 12, playing time, and again, that is a correction. Representative Gall from 7 a.m. till 11 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, April 7.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, those members listed off by the Majority Leader are excused from the call of the House. This brings us back to the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the next item on that calendar?
Mr. Speaker, we're down to citations.
Okay, we're citations. Yeah. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the two citations on the calendar today be adopted. The first is honors Major General John Schaefer, Second honor is in memoriam, Hana Fukutani Kano.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing none, those citations have been adopted. Now this brings us down to House Bill 384.
House Bill 384 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to unemployment insurance and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring, Davidson, Boucher, Copen, and Donnelly, and Ellis, having no recommendation, Furness, and Menard. The Finance Committee has had the bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Porchot, Vice Chair, concurring, Porchot, Gall, Rieger, Boyer, Wallace, and Flackhammer. Brown has no recommendation. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one amendment, would you make reference to that amendment?
Amendment number one by Sund to page 1, line 6, and it has been placed on each member's desk.
Representative Sund.
Speaker, I move the amendment.
The amendment has been moved. Are there any objections? Any objections to the title change? Hearing no objections, amendment number one has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 384 amended be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Any objection to the motion to advance from second to third reading? Hearing none, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Bill 384 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to unemployment insurance, establishing a priority for payment, and providing for an effective date.
Third reading, under debate.
Question.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 384 amended pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
34 yeas, no nays.
We'll have to void the roll. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 384 amended pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
35 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 384 amended has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. Mr. Majority, would the House stand at ease? Back to order. We have just completed our daily calendar. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Cotton.
Speaker, it may have been better under committee announcements, but the House Resources didn't get to a couple of bills this morning, and instead of starting tomorrow morning at 8:30, we're going to start at 8 o'clock and continue hearings on SCR 41, Development of Alaska Coal Mining, and SCR 45, Joint Clean Coal Technology Coalition.
Okay, we're under unfinished business. Any unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Sund.
Speaker, we had a Judiciary Committee scheduled tonight for 5 o'clock to take some teleconference testimony from Mr. Andrews on the workers' compensation. That'll be starting about 5:30 tonight.
Representative Cato.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Inasmuch as we did not have a Community and Regional Affairs meeting today, we'll hold over till Friday HB 550 CNRA actions related to mortgage loans and HB 475 Tax Assessments Fund Developed Land. Thank you, sir.
Representative Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Revenue Budget Subcommittee meeting originally scheduled for today at 5 o'clock has been rescheduled to 4 p.m. Monday, April the 11th, in the Governor's Conference Room. And also the Budget Subcommittee on HB 299, which is charitable gaming, has been rescheduled from 4:30 Monday in the Governor's Conference Room to 5 o'clock Monday in the Governor's Conference Room.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 373, extending termination date of the Citizens Advisory Commission, is coming out of subcommittee tomorrow and will be heard in House Finance with the rest of the schedule.
Representative Ballmer.
Thank you. The State Affairs Committee did not meet this afternoon and we will not meet. We will carry over our business to next week and post those notices shortly. We will also not be meeting on Friday as we will not have a quorum. Thank you.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you. Community and Regional Affairs House Finance Subcommittee meeting this afternoon has been canceled. The next meeting will be Thursday, April 7th, 4 to 6 p.m. in the Belts Room. Thank you.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We originally planned to close out DNR's budget meeting at subcommittee on the budget on DNR at 3:30 today. That is canceled and will be rescheduled. Thank you.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements? Representative Hudson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I have the pleasure of extending an invitation. I think all of you received notice that the Congressman Don Young was going to be in town tomorrow at noon. He will be speaking before a Republican luncheon, Republican-sponsored luncheon, which is open to all of you. And as you know, he doesn't address this body. He hasn't done it for quite a number of years. So it's a good opportunity, if you'd like to meet him, to come on down. It's open to everyone. It'll be at the Treadwell Room at the Baranoff tomorrow at noon. And we'd like to see you there. Thank you.
Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the Anchorage members, we will be attempting to have an Anchorage caucus meeting tomorrow at 12 noon in Senate Finance, if session length permits. Thank you.
Representative Kopanen.
I'd like to make a reminder that the House and Senate Health Committees have co-sponsored a celebration of World Health Day, a special Capitol Health Fair. It will take place tomorrow, Thursday, April 7th, from 7 a.m. to noon in the House Finance Committee Room. Free health services include blood pressure, height, weight, vision, hearing, glaucoma testing, optional blood chemistry and cardiac risk profile testing. This will require fasting from 7 o'clock tonight. It will be offered for a nominal fee. We urge you all to take part in it, although we know the activities here have not raised your weight or blood pressure, but nevertheless, it's a good idea. Another announcement is that the Alaska Folk Festival is proceeding, held at 7 p.m. tonight at Centennial Hall and continuing through the weekend, and all legislators are invited to come and hear bluegrass bands from all over the state, including Sennard.
Any further announcements? Mr. Majority Leader? The House stand at ease. The House come back to order. Before the at ease, we were under announcements. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two matters. First, the member should have received a memo from myself today that please note as of any excused absences requested for next Monday, April 11, or any time thereafter, must be personally approved by both the Speaker and myself. We want to be certain that we can conduct the business on the floor, and we'll be looking real carefully at all of those. I'm sure you understand. The other matter is that we're going to have a majority caucus, and since I hope that we'll get out of here a little bit early, that majority caucus will be in the Speaker's chambers immediately after the session, and I'd ask the members to be prompt so that we can be as expeditious as possible.
Any further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. The body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.